Hi. Before we start today's episode, I just wanted to apologize. Unfortunately, the connection with the call was not up to our usual standard. As many African entrepreneurs know, sometimes the internet connection on the continent is temperamental, and we hope that you forgive us. However, we didn't want you to miss out on this amazing conversation, and hence have decided to air the episode. We hope you enjoy, and apologies again.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurs Talk Africa. This week we continue our series where we welcome back entrepreneurs that has been on the show before and that went on to achieve success in their entrepreneurial journey. In this evolution series, how we call it, we take a look at their journey and learn from their successes, their challenges, the opportunities that showed up along the way, and how they made the most out of them. Today I have the pleasure to welcome back McKevin Ayaba on the show. McKevin, welcome back on Entrepreneurs Talk Africa. Before we dive straight in, I would like you to give a little introduction of yourself again, and for those who don't know you, mainly.
For those who don't describe me as, some call me innovation champion, some call me ecosystem champion, some call me Africa innovation catalyst, some call me Africa innovation strategist, some call me investor readiness consultant, some call me mentor, some call me coach, some call me speaker, some call me international speaker. I'm trying to understand which, why the difference is. But this is, my name is McKevin Ayaba. I am based in Johannesburg, South Africa. I am the founder and CEO of Setup a Startup. I would really, among all these titles, I would prefer to call myself an ecosystem builder, an enabler, someone who advocates for entrepreneurship and innovation across Africa, but more importantly, making sure that I connect entrepreneurs to the resources that they need to be successful, whether it's through mentoring, whether it's coaching, or connecting them to a marketplace of investors, connecting them to resources. So McKevin is that pipeline, that pipeline to people that are trying, to young entrepreneurs and to those that have started and are struggling to be sustainable. That's basically it. I am that pipeline, that connector, as many will call.
All right. You're a man of multiple talents and you wear many, many, many hats. But we will wrap it up as you are the man of the pipeline. You channel the resources, you make the connection. I like very much the word that you use, ecosystem builder / enabler. I think this is a key part in the whole picture of entrepreneurship. And when we're talking about entrepreneurship in Africa, I think there's a key role that is played by enablers like you that connects resources, entrepreneurs and resource providers, ecosystem builders. And yeah, we're very glad to have enablers like you that make this happen. I'm curious, since the last time we spoke, and since you are also a man of many talents and you wear many hats, what have you been up to? How was your entrepreneurial journey?
From our conversations, from publishing, I've connected with so many entrepreneurs, innovators, ecosystem enablers, builders across the continent. I have been traveling extensively. Gerard, like I said, that's why maybe some people are calling me speaker, some call international speaker. I've been speaking to different events on entrepreneurship and innovation, but more importantly, I am really trying to focus on entrepreneurship education across the continent. But I continue to connect. In 20 21. Like I said, I'm a pipeline. I'm a resource provider. I'm a connector. I help entrepreneurs, you know, support them with the resources that they need to start, grow, and scale. By doing that, in 2020, due to the COVID, we launched the Investment Readiness Program, called IRP Africa. IRP Africa is a digital platform that helps entrepreneurs to be investment ready. And with that being said, again, but we also look at the fact that entrepreneurs do not grow in a vacuum. Entrepreneurship is a team sport. And we then realize the struggle that that entrepreneurs face with other ecosystems. And also, so what we then did was to launch also another program, another event. I'm sure you know me from the Southern Africa Startup World, but we launched another project, another initiative called the Africa Startup Ecosystem Builder Summit and Award. We launched that last year, and we had a first edition last year where we had over 150 participants across the continent. We have over 88 winners. Some even come all the way from Mauritius. I think Mauritius have about three or four winners from 2,700 nominations across the continent. So we have been building. We have really been pushing. I was also then selected to be one of the ambassadors for Digital Africa. Amongst over 400 participants. So I've continued doing what I love doing, which is creating a platform. Connecting entrepreneurs to resources, potential investors, getting them to be ready, making sure they have everything that they need through this various platform that we continue to create.
Amazing. That's a lot of work and a lot of things accomplished already. I would like to ask you how is the latest platform you've launched, IRP Africa? How's that going? If you can give us a quick sneak peek into that without getting into too much details.
Yeah, it's going well. It's a digital platform. It's online where it takes entrepreneurs through the entire life cycle, from idea generation, validation, onto getting them to be investment ready. One of the beauty about that platform is that it helps entrepreneurs with their due diligence as well. As you know, is one of the most important things as well. So it's been really going well. People have been joining the program online, but we're also using that platform as well to create cohort, which of course we launched in one of the another cohort in June. So it's really been going well. It's like a marketplace. You have mentors, you have coaches, you have investors, all of them in the same. On the platform. So it's really, really amazing how the people are buying or are really using the platform.
Cool, Matt Kevin. We as we said from the beginning, like we've been talking again to entrepreneurs that has been on the show before, and then they went onto their journey, and some of them that we've been speaking with, asking them like what challenges have shown along the way. And some of them were talking about structural challenges in terms of policies that are not in place yet. We're talking about like people that work in the crypto space, and then others were talking about access to international markets. Others were talking about like external shock that they've received, like very recently in you already know, like in the US there are some bank failures that had some ripple effects all around the world, and these are like challenges they had to face. How about you? What has been the challenges you've been facing throughout this journey of yours, and How have you raised them?
Gerard, all the conversation or what the challenges you've been mentioning, they are all right. These are all true, especially since the pandemic, a lot happened in the lives of entrepreneurs. But here is something we need to look at. We agree with you. Traveling across the continent has been very, very difficult, very expensive, extremely expensive. Traveling across the continent, across Africa on its own, for a startup, for an entrepreneur, for a young entrepreneur, these expenses is something that we need to start looking at. How can we waive them? And also, yes, Africa, when it comes to finances coming into the continent, into the continent, we Africa have seen so much within the continent. We've raised so much more within the startup ecosystem. The way my concern also came was the fact that we've not raised is the same story, right? We are not seeing some seed, some early stages raise certain funds. We've not seen seed stages raise funds. So we think that investors need to do more, funders need to do more. But also, I don't want to put this on investors, but I also want to put this on the startup themselves. There's something that I always say is that investment meets readiness. If you are not ready, you're not going to get the finances that you need to start grow and scale your businesses. And that has been one of the biggest challenges within the startup ecosystem, being able to raise funds. But the fact that being able to raise funds is one of the most difficult challenges. But the truth is that we have money into the continent, but then entrepreneurs are not investment ready. Another thing from an international perspective is that bringing funds into the continent has been one of the biggest challenges as well, with poor policies. Poor policies and people struggle to investors are now shying away from investing in the startup because they believe, think that if they put in their money, they will not be able to get this money out of the continent. Even to bring the money in as well, it's a difficult task. So we really need to look at, start waiving certain taxes, incentivizing investors as well, so that people can encourage more investment in the continent. Entrepreneurs need to be more prepared for investment as well. But policies play a critical role.
Yeah, this looks to be a recurrent theme lately from African entrepreneurs and people dealing in the entrepreneurial world in the African landscape. And yeah, we can see it, but. What is your outlook for the near future when you look at all of these challenges, but also the pack of opportunities that come with all those challenges, and knowing that we are in Africa, we have our sets of challenges, but we also have our very own set of possible opportunities. So I would really like to have, we're nearing the end. I would really like to have, what is your outlook for the near future?
Challenge, there is an opportunity. We had COVID, it was a huge challenge. I can tell that we had a very grower and a bigger startup ecosystem, innovation ecosystem. A lot of African have embraced technology. And trust me, one of the greatest fear that we need to look at is the power of AI. That things are becoming even more easier now. That things could be more easier now if we start embracing, if we learn more, we start using it. ChatGPT is a startup of every kind and opportunity. It minimize things. We need to go more on the spree of using these opportunities that are there. I think my advice will continue doing research, continue reading, continue innovating 3 to 10 years, being better than what, especially when it comes to innovation, especially when it comes to our people embracing entrepreneurship. And one good advice we give is that we need to start making Africa a more technical, I always call it a more technical economy, a more entrepreneurial economy. We need to look at our educational system and start talking more about entrepreneurship and innovation and the role that it plays right from our primary, secondary school, high school, and universities. If we start pushing entrepreneurship education in primary schools, in secondary school, in high schools, in universities and colleges, in the next 5-10 years, we will be one hell of an ecosystem that the world would want to see. They are seeing it, but it will be much better.
Yeah, I love that. Let's make Africa an entrepreneur economy, a more technical economy. I absolutely love that. Mac Kevin, thank you so much. Every time having you on the show is amazing. It's so nice to have your insights and to be able to see from your perspective, you who are an ecosystem builder in contact and inside the machine room of entrepreneurship in Africa. It's really insightful to have your insight. Thank you so much again for joining us on Entrepreneurs Talk Africa. For those listening to us today, I had the pleasure to host again Mac Kevin Ayeba, fellow African entrepreneur, CEO of Setup a Startup, ecosystem builder, and advocate for entrepreneurship, or a pipeline, as he put it very simply. Tell us what you think about the show. Leave us a comment. You can join the conversation on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also support Entrepreneurs Talk Africa podcast by joining our Patreon crew with a small contribution of only $5. You can click on the link in the show notes below for more information. And from our side, we will see you next week with another brilliant entrepreneur changing the landscape of Africa. Until then, see you next week. Take care.